While many of our area elementary schools have improved tremendously, and in large part due to massive fundraising and volunteerism efforts led by parents and their surrounding communities, the reality is that many of our local middle and high schools are still quite lackluster and not a viable option. Most of us, myself included, exhausted and burnt out from fixing up our elementary schools, will play every lottery possible, magnet, charter, SAS, pilot, etc., in hopes of a better option for our children. What can you do to stop this exodus and make our local middle and high schools a thriving school choice for us?
Well, I do think middle school is the tipping point. And I understand and have really sat with people, parents, hours and hours and hours all across the district, trying to figure out what we could do at the middle school level that would keep folks in and to keep that investment going. Now, I would say in terms of what we've seen in our elementary schools, it is replicable. We could replicate that. It's just a different context that we have to, 10 years ago, if you had said that we would have this reinvestment, reinvigorating of our neighborhood elementary schools, people would say, no, that's never going to happen. Remember, we're only 6 to 7 years out of cap receiver busing. We're only at the vanguard of truly reestablishing neighborhood schools in the West Side and the West Valley. And because of the investment of families in the elementary school in particular, we've seen this flourishing. We've seen the beginning signs of a renaissance. And it really is my responsibility to create these pathways. I've chosen to do it in my first term by looking at instruction and creating these instructional pipelines. So growing the dual immersion program into Mark Twain Middle School was actually a threshold issue, because families who had chosen the dual model wanted to continue it and would take the leap of faith to do it at Twain because of the instructional model. The same thing is true in West Hollywood with Bancroft Middle School in the International Baccalaureate model. We can look at arts-based model. We can look at many models of instruction that, if families really invest in that instructional model, we have a better chance of keeping them in. There's a lot of challenges between here and there, but 10 years ago, we wouldn't have assumed it could happen in the elementary schools. If your school board member is there, if I'm invested, if the district is invested, I think that we can make it happen.
So much of this campaign coverage on this election has